belongs to us. It's
our book.
It's would you tell me what you call these different colors? You can hold it if you like. Watch out, sometimes they stick together. What's that first color?
Red.
Okay.
Yellow. Blue. Orange. I guess you'd call it orange.
That's what I'd call it.
Green. Purple or maybe have a lavender. It's purple. Black. White. Would you call that gray or tan?
Well, I don't know. It really could be either one. It's one of those in-between
colors.
That's
gray.
Okay.
I'd call that tan. That's gray.
Okay.
Call that apricot, I believe.
Okay.
No? Yes, you would. I guess you'd say, how you know colors so I can catalogs and things like that. And, now, that oven was not tan. This is more of a tan.
Maybe they're just different shades of tan.
Maybe, uh-huh. This is a green. Call that about a pea green. This is lavender, look like. Light blue, I guess you'd call that.
Okay.
Yeah, light blue.
Yeah.
Light gray.
Now, what time does the clock face say?
5:55.
Okay. And what do you call this thing?
Workbench.
Okay. And how about this one? It's got a log in it.
Oh, you call that a sawhorse.
Okay.
That's what we call it. My husband got some.
Okay. And what do you call that?
Baby carriage.
And if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you would what the baby?
Push it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this one. This is a field or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if a person wants to get from this side to this side, he can either go all the way around here, or he can go
come
this
through.
Way. Okay, you call that coming through?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We go through a field.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression catty corner or kitty corner?
Yeah. Well, we can go kitty corner.
Okay.
Yeah, kitty corner.
Now, this is two roads crossing like this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a house here and a house here.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd say the houses are what?
On each side of the road.
Okay. Or you'd say they're what from each other?
Across the road from each
other.
Uh-huh.
Now, how about if the same road's here and one house is here but one's over here?
Well, that'd be kind of triangle, wouldn't it?
Well, is that what you'd call it? The houses are...
I believe so.
Well, would you ever use kitty corner to express that?
Yes, you could, because that's one corner to the other. Uh-huh, kitty corner.
Okay. Now, let's see, I'll go back to these that we brushed past on the first go-round. I asked you about a small fenced area next to a barn where some cows might be kept. Would you ever call that a cow break or a cow lot or a cow pen or call it a lot, maybe?
Oh, you mean that kind of
cow yard?
Yeah, cow. You'd call it I know they have them in the pastures where they catch them up in that place to ship them. You know, load them up.
Yeah,
they call that a.
Now I'm not talking about that thing. I'm talking about the thing that's just a little fenced area right next to the barn. The cows are driven into there sometimes from the pasture before they're driven inside to be milked.
Well, now we call ours up here at the cow lot.
The lot.
See, we have a place right here in front of
our
barn.
Well, now that was the word that I was interested
lot.
In. Some people call it a cow pen.
Yeah, cow lot. We have one. I didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now let's see. What do you call a large bag that's? Oh, I forgot to ask you this one. A large bag made out of loosely woven cloth. It's some people call it by what it's made out of.
Toe sack.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Or sacking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
A croaker sack.
Some people call
it that. You know, I was raised in both names, you know.